Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It all out, but I'll go hike. I'll do the whole campus tomorrow. I'll get up early and walk in, listen to podcasts, and get in game mode, shift into game mode.
Oh,
be ready to go. But yeah, I love the Maryland campus. I think it's gorgeous. It's all old Eastern, like red brick and white columns, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know.
What it is?
Yeah, did I describe it? Does that paint a picture for you a bit?
Yeah,
yeah,
it does.
Okay, good. Meanwhile, your boys are in Iowa City, and that's also, by the way, that is a fun trip.
One of the few that I had not made.
Really? I'll say this. We kind of sit here and, Iowa. Well, what's in Iowa? Iowa City is a fun town. Iowa City, that's also a cool campus and a fun town.
Well, and a fun atmosphere when you get to the end of the third quarter and you do the whole salute to the kids up in the children's hospital.
End of the first quarter? I thought it was end of the first quarter.
I thought it was end of the third quarter. I could be wrong.
It doesn't matter.
However they do it, it's awesome.
Yes. And that stadium is a tough place to play. Kinnick is no joke.
They still have the pink locker rooms or no?
I think it is. They've changed the locker room. The locker room used to be up the stairs to the left. Now it's up the ramp to the right.
Oh.
If that makes any, that doesn't make
sense. Did they change color from pink to mauve?
No, I think it's still pink. I think they still painted the visiting locker room pink because they think the color engenders passiveness. And I know I've had some of my most passive post-game interviews in that locker room.
Have you? Yeah, I bet passive. You have. I could see that.
Hey, how do you feel about the way the game went? You know, whatever. Good, bad, indifferent.
Should it just be pink, or should you like change it up to put like rainbows and unicorns up there too?
I don't know.
Like, hey,
woo.
Look, the rain just fell. Look what's there. Beautiful.
Like children's wallpaper
or something? Yeah, exactly that. Exactly that.
Nobody's tried that, so...
Get bluey up there?
Yeah.
You know?
Nobody's tried that, and so I give them... maybe they should. Iowa always looking for that slight little competitive advantage. That's what makes Kinnick so tough to play. Actually, the thing that makes Kinnick so tough to play is that the distance between the sidelines and the first row of stands is very minimal. They are right on top of you.
I thought what made it so tough to play was... the defense led by Coach Parker.
Their football team's good, too.
Keeps things tight and tough to score for the last 50 years of football in Iowa.
You know what? And the greatest thing about Iowa, you can count on them. Iowa is going to Iowa.
They're going to Iowa.
Nobody can out Iowa, Iowa. They are most Iowa ever.
So if they only had two coaches really in our lifetime of our college football viewing time, Hayden Fry and
Kirk Ferentz.
Yeah. Is that it?
I can't name another Iowa coach.
That really is amazing.
There was one of the Michigan guys, was it Chrysler, was there a million years ago? But
in our basically our college football viewing lifetime, two coaches. That's incredible.
History of Iowa football coaches. I know there's a tie.
It's like the Steelers having three coaches in our lifetime.
Gator for free lunch. Who is the coach that preceded Hayden Fry at Iowa? Why are we doing this?
Gene Kiniski.
That's a great guess. It was Bob Cummings.
Damn it.
Yeah. Jerry Burns was a coach there.
Former Vikings head coach?
I think it's the same guy. Oh, yeah. He apparently Jerry Burns played football at Michigan now that I see that. Why are we doing this?
Put that in the bucket.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't play Iowa this year?
No, we don't. Michigan State does.
Save it for next
year. I'll pass it along to George. George can put it in his bucket.
4-25 to go in the fourth quarter.
Do you know? So what happened last night? What were you up to? How was Thursday night in the Gator household?
Frank came over, kind of hung out and caught up a little bit, and had the hockey game on in the background. And
what a game, huh?
Every 20 minutes, one of us go, damn it. What?
Yeah.
No! Come on! Oh!
Yeah, that game.
That game sucked. Yeah. Giving up 5 goals is suboptimal. Scoring 0 goals is worse. Yeah. And there were a multitude of scoring chances for the Red Wings last night. I mean, they had a couple of breakaways. Like Patrick Kane had one. I thought, well, Patrick Kane, that's all he does is score breakaways. Nope.
Lucas Raymond had one.
Lucas Raymond had a chance. Nate Danielson had a chance. It was tough. Was it one of those nights? I hope so. I think I'm resigned to the fact that this team is going to win 6 out of 10 games. That's how it's going to be.
I will take that.
Yeah, because that'll be close to I think it translates right around to 100 points. So that would be a playoff team. We'll see where they're at, but they've got some sorting out to still go through. It's a growing team, but it's not an awful team. So there is that, and they are actually better than they were last year at this time, but they need to find that consistency where, okay, you're going to lose games. No one's going to say you're not going to lose games. But coming off a couple of nice games you play and then you get skunked 5-0, that's disheartening. I think it's not only to the fan base, obviously to the guys in the room, it has to be deflating. But that was no fun to watch.
It was not, and which is why it didn't have big screen treatment last night. NFL did.
That's right.
Big screen treatment last night.
And I flipped that game on in the second half. I caught the second half of that game, and that was not stunning because I've been talking about that was finally the game where you watch it and you say, okay, if you've been listening to me, that's the game where Houston's defense finally showed up like I've been talking about, how devastating it can be to have Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson out there terrorizing quarterbacks. And they weren't the only ones. They had 8 sacks. I think it was 8 total of Josh Allen. Josh Allen and all his great mobility.
Yeah.
Ooh, watch him run. Yeah, watch him run 30 yards to get sacked for 15-yard loss. Look, their mobility has its place in the NFL without question. And maybe he would have gotten sacked 5 more times if he didn't have it. But that defense is a problem.
I love this.
It's a problem. Talking about those guys forever.
No. I love that. I feel like you're coming over to my side that the most overrated aspect of the quarterback position, overvalued, is a quarterback's ability to scramble. It is an asset, but in the checklist of things that I would prefer in my quarterback, I would want it on the checklist. It would be down the list.
Yeah, it's not number one. Number one is the cerebral ability to understand how to play the game, know what defenses are, know what play is going to work, and know your own playbook to see where the guys are supposed to be, and to be able to convey all that. Maybe that's again, it leads to leadership and be able to have that relationship with your receivers. I think all that is way more important. Somewhere down the line, I think arm strength and mobility are equal in my eyes. You're both necessary. It would be nice to have both of those. But would I prefer arm strength over mobility? If I have the first one, my number one priority, then yes.
Yeah, the decision-making, all the processing, accuracy.
Yeah.
It's not a popular take.
No,
I have come to discover. All right, so it's Carson Anderson. Let's get into Lions and Giants. Game, of course, Sunday. Out there at Ford Field in a must-not-lose game.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming. Only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Lions and Giants, and of course you'll hear it here on 97.1. Hello, Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Hope everybody's doing great. Lions and Giants coming up on Sunday. I put in an order, Gator. I put in an order, a request, a written request that the Lions put up 30-plus points and leave no doubt on Sunday. I thought it was simple, concise, right to the point. Score more than 30 and leave no doubt.
Well, that works.
Do you know the last time the Detroit Lions failed to reach double digits in a game scoring?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because they didn't against Philadelphia.
Right. They had 9.
Yeah.
Last week.
Prior to that. Well done, Scott. Thank you. Yeah, 5 days ago. Right. Prior to that,
I feel like it's been a minute. I'm trying to think of that awful game against Carolina. Did they get to 10?
Yeah, they did.
That awful game. I know they did against Baltimore. Did they do that in the awful game against Baltimore or no?
They did not.
They
lost that game 38-6. Mm. That was the last time that they failed to reach double digits offensively. So that was.
Is that a 12-5 year or was it the 9-8 year?
That was the 12-5 year.
Okay.
And that was 38 games ago. They went 38 games scoring double figures or more. And when that, you know, their identity, that has been their identity. I mean, we may be coming to the realization. I feel like we are coming to the realization that the offense is not quite as efficient as it was last year. We all know the reasons why. The good news is that some people could come back or debut to help that part of their game. Expecting them to be a difference maker and to make that much of a difference is probably wishful thinking, but it doesn't mean it can't help. And certainly we all hope that it does, but they got to get back to their identity. It would be very reassuring to see them get back to their identity. I heard Costa this morning say something about after their last 13 losses, not only have they won the next time out, they have covered every single time. So they exceed the expectation. I think Vegas serves a purpose for what is a realistic expectation. And I don't touch Lions games as far as point spreads or over-unders or anything like that. In fact, every once in a while, I'll see something that we play if I bet it, which, by the way, is coming up today at 138.
There you go.
But I use Vegas as sort of an outsider's opinion, a non-biased, not swayed by any hometown knowledge or fandom or anything. What is a realistic expectation? And they every time they lose a game, they come back and it sounds like they pretty much just pound people. Like they come back with a vengeance.
Well, yeah, and it's also worked out in the schedule nicely for them. That it's not like they're taking on, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs and the New England Patriots in their prime week after week. It seems to work out sometimes, and this is one of those weeks that you hope it works out. I'm not looking past the Giants, but take care of business.
You know their first two losses?
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming. Only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The year they had to come back and play a first place team the next week, and they beat them both.
Don't tell me about Tampa Bay.
Any of the games they won, don't use those games. Yeah, we'll see how strong.
That was a bit of an argument that we got a debate we got to do with Lister yesterday.
Don't tell me about Chicago.
Don't tell me about the good teams they beat. They haven't beat anybody good. I'm going to take away the good teams they beat, and then you tell me who they beat.
Now who they beat?
They're 0-4.
Anyway, point is, they bounce back. Like, they bounce back, and they bounce back with a vengeance, and that has been in their DNA. It's woven into their DNA. I think this might be the first time, though, that I'm going to say the following statement, and you tell me if you think it's true. Every time they lose a game, with the expectation where it is for this team, them bouncing back is something that we need. This community needs, this fan base needs. The media, the Lions-friendly media, the Lions, anti-Lions media, well, maybe not the anti-Lions media, but anybody that wants to see the Lions have success, when they lose a game, we need them to bounce back. I think this might be the first time that the Lions might need it. I think it might be really important for this locker room, because they didn't score in double figures. They failed at things that they have had incredible success at. You had the stat earlier in the week. Forgive me, I didn't write it down or commit it to memory. What was their stat, their conversion rate on fourth down going into the Philly game?
I think it was 13 out of 18.
Yeah, and it was amongst the league leaders, if not the league. We don't think it was number one.
No, it wasn't number one.
It was near the top.
Yeah.
So the things that they did and have done exceptionally well, like, failed them. It failed them. And, I mean, there was the Goff to Amon-Ra connection. 12 targets, 2 receptions. The fourth downs, 0-for-5. The fakes on special teams had been good to them. There's been a lot that was good. I think this locker room might need it as much as the fan base and the team needs it.
I think there are things that happened in that game that we'll never see again. I don't know if the 0 for 5 will show, because they've done that twice, I guess, in their history under Dan Campbell,
yeah,
to go 0 for 5 on fourth down. But here's what won't happen again. 2 for 12 targeting Amon-Ra St. Brown will never happen again. And 14 out of 38 for Jared Goff in a football game will never happen again. I mean, those are two statistical anomalations.
Mm-hmm.
And give credit to Philadelphia for being a beast of a defense that day and really wreaking havoc and putting pressure on the quarterback. And, you know, did Goff handle it all that well? I don't think he did. I think he's willing to admit that. And all that speaks to why, yes, I think this team is dying to get on the field Sunday and get rid of that bad taste that's in their mouth from losing to Philadelphia. Because that it was not – offensively, that was not a Lions football game that they're used to playing.
All right, so feedback coming in. They're playing the Giants. They could score 100, and I'd still have doubts. The issue is they're struggling versus the good teams.
Well, I would say this. It's the Giants' defense isn't bad. So if you're going to throw up a bunch of points against that defense, I'll say that's a job well done.
Yeah, this is. Let me be clear on something. These are just, it's a chance to feel good. It's not a chance to move. I said it yesterday on the show. The needle gets moved, only gets moved with a loss. A win doesn't have people saying Super Bowl. A win just is reassuring and makes you feel better. But it doesn't really move the needle all that much. If they lose, I think the needle gets moved. I think people go, uh-oh, this team might be in trouble.
Let me correct something what I've said here, because it was like basically based on games that I've seen in my head,
okay,
thinking about the Giants being good defensively.
Yeah.
They're really not.
Okay.
I'd like to clarify that up and erase that from the record. They give up 27 points a game. Mm-hmm. That is the fourth worst in the National Football League.
They have a challenging defensive line.
I think they have a very good defensive line that gets get after you.
Could feed into something that the Lions struggle with.
But they also give up the fourth most yards per game at 375 yards per game.
Struggle might be overstatement. It's something that they've struggled more with,
yeah,
is a better way to put it.
Well, you want to get the run game to get going? It's a good week to take on the Giants. The Giants are the second worst run defense in the National Football League. They give up 150 yards a game. So this is almost like, you know, in my notes I put, is this a get right game? Can they get with the running game? Can the Lions get off with a running game this week? And the answer is they can.
Yep.
Statistically, it's in their favor.
So, and then this person who wrote, the issues they're struggling versus the good teams. They're 2-1 against first place teams. Are the only good teams they played the ones that they lost to? Or what about the good teams that they beat? Chicago's in first place. The Lions smoked them. Tampa's in first place. The Lions beat them. So, you know, I don't know what to tell you. There are other good teams on their schedule that are not first place teams, Kansas City being amongst them. But I would say Baltimore's a good team, even though they're 5-5. I think Baltimore's a pretty good team. But
well, you still had to corral at the time Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. That wasn't a backup game for Baltimore with the quarterback.
Here's another text that I just love from an unnamed texter. Who cares about these little stats you're throwing out there for the Detroit Lions? Win a freaking Super Bowl. He's got a point.
Yeah.
I think if they can win the Super Bowl Sunday, can they win? If they can win the Super Bowl this Sunday, I would take it.
All right. So thanks
dude, what do you want us to do?
Don't talk to him. He's not paying attention until
who cares about anything until they win a Super Bowl.
He's not watching. He doesn't care.
You can't win a Super Bowl on November 21st, but we're still going to talk about him. Sorry, bro. I don't know what to... what will it show you if they crush the Giants? It'll show me that they can get back on track. And it'll be a disaster avoided. Like, I mean, if they lose this game, we're talking about changing expectations.
Well, there are a few objectives, I think. I'd like to see them run the ball. I'd like to see them score a bunch of points and win the game for sure. You want to see them win the game first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
But you also want to see them not suffer any more injuries.
Can
we get through a game where, you know, when you're taking guys out of the game, it's not because of injury. It's because, hey, you know what? Miles Frazier was activated this week to be a backup. Let's get them some reps in the game. They're up by 25 points in the fourth quarter.
I got a text here from Jana Jansen.
Mm-hmm.
Correcting some stuff we said earlier. The wave is after the first quarter, and Bump Elliott was the AD at Iowa. It was not Chrysler. So thank you, John, for correcting
the first quarter. Thank you.
Yeah. So there you go. And it's the same Jerry Burns that coached Iowa was the same guy that coached the Minnesota Vikings. In case anyone asks you this weekend, way to keep it relevant.
Robbie Hummel. No.
What about Robbie Hummel?
I always get him confused with the other guy from the point guard for Iowa. He played years ago. The guy who's the guy that left his girlfriend. Was that Iowa?
Luke Recker?
Is that Luke Recker? Was that him?
I don't know. Did Luke Recker leave his girlfriend?
I don't know.
Are we digging up old dirt?
There's old dirt from something.
Big Ten basketball gossip from the early 2000s.
Sorry I brought it up.
It's all right.
My bad.
Carson Anderson, 97.1. Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Lions take it on the Giants Sunday. All right, we had a Twitter question, and I'm intrigued to see what people think. I actually, based upon something a listener sent us earlier this week, I decided, let me sit down and take a look, because CBS Sports has point spreads for every game the rest of the year. And we were just talking about how Vegas, is that a healthy way when trying to digest what to expect from our football team? Is a realistic expectation using Vegas to set what is a realistic expectation? Because that's how I use it. Now, is that right or wrong? What do you think of that as an approach to try and keep things in check? So you as someone who analyzes a team and talks about their successes and failures, should try and understand what is a realistic expectation.
I don't know. I don't like to use Vegas for anything.
Don't you?
No, I don't. And I know that sometimes Vegas got it absolutely right. And last night was, you know, an instance where if you're watching the NFL game, it was funny because not funny for people who would have bet the other way, but had Buffalo scored, the over-under the over would have hit by half a point and Buffalo would have covered by half a point.
Really?
Yeah. So, but they didn't score, so it wasn't. It was way the other direction. But just interesting how that works out sometimes. It doesn't always work out like that. So that's why I take it with a grain of salt. I mean, maybe that's a very baseline thing to look at. With that, at least you get a sense for what people think. If it's a big spread or if it's a really narrow spread, you know, if it's 2 points or if it's 10 points. You feel like, okay, one's a clear-cut favorite, or, hey, this is literally who knows what's going to happen.
Okay, so I went back and looked up. The Vegas over-under for the Lions going into the season, so before the season started, was 10.5, meaning Vegas was predicting 6 or 7 losses. And that was obviously due in large part to schedule. I also think it was due in large part to even good teams lose a lot of football games in the National Football League. So they have 4 losses with 7 to go. Using CBS Sports, I was able to look up the point spread. Point spread for the Giants, 10.5 or 11.5, depending on who you look at. But they have every other game the rest of the way. Green Bay, in 6 days, the Lions are a 3.5-point favorite as it stands right now. Dallas, the Thursday after that, the Lions are a 6-point favorite. In LA against the Rams, Lions are a 1-point favorite right now. Pittsburgh at home, Lions are a 6.5-point favorite. At Minnesota, Lions are a 3-point favorite. At Chicago, Lions are favored by 1.5. They're favored in every game the rest of the way.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah, and so I'm going by my theory, realistically, is the expectation now that this team's going to go 13-4? Are they going to win out? I suppose I don't believe that because, I mean, look, favorites don't win every game. But they're set up here to finish the season strong. They're set up. The schedule tells us that the Lions and the opponents they play, I mean, is it fair to think they're going to win 5 of these final 7 games? Is that a realistic expectation?
Well, I'm trying to find a date on this. This was sent out. This has been Wednesday, October 29th. Mm-hmm. There was updated Vegas odds on win totals.
Wednesday, so almost a month ago.
Yeah. So before week one, the win total for the Lions was 10.5. Yeah. After week four, it was 11.5. And after the eighth game of the season, it was still 11.5. So has that changed now? Is that up to, I don't think that's how they do it. Like,
right.
They're going to handicap it that way. But
well, the reason I brought it up is in these seven games, what do you think they're going to do? What do you think their record will be? It's Giants at home, Green Bay at home, Dallas at home. Lions are favored by 11.5, 3.5, 6. At LA, they're favored by 1. Pittsburgh at home, they're favored by 6.5. At Minnesota, at Chicago, -3 and -1.5. They're favored in every single game as it stands right now, according to CBS Sports website, week by week, looking at it this morning. I don't think they're going to go 7-0 in these games and finish 13-4.
No, I don't either.
What do you think they're going to do?
I stick with my season prediction of 11-6. So
you think they're going to go? You think they're going to go 5-2?
Yeah.
The rest of the way. I've said I think they'll sweep these next three games, and I meant it. I do not think they will. The thing about the Rams in LA is it's just not your typical road game. Rams are good. Don't get me wrong.
That's the thing. The Rams are very good. They've got a very good defense, a defensive front that gets after you. Stafford's playing the best football of his life. He's got receivers. They've got a running game. It's a pretty complete team.
I mean, this is a weird thing because I'd like to be very specific with the predictions because I think they'll beat Pittsburgh at home, and I don't think they're going to lose to Minnesota twice. And I've already said that it's all coming down to the Bears Sunday Night Football for the division crown. Yeah, I mean, 5-2 feels like a good, realistic expectation. But if you come in at so that has them finishing at 11-6. It feels, I feel like there's an undercurrent in Detroit right now, like this team is massively underachieving. Would an 11-6 finish be massively underachieving? Because it would technically hit the Vegas over.
I don't think so, because I thought this is 11-6 team.
Yeah.
So, no, to me it's not.
Why does it feel that way?
Well, when you win 15 games one year and then you drop down to 11, I think there's a letdown, even though
and that's why I get back to Vegas as setting a realistic expectation. Kind of shouldn't we have seen some of the losses coming? And I invariably we're going to get the call that says, but it's how they lost. I know. Yeah, when you lose, things go wrong and you look bad. But, Kang, does it feel to you like there's an undercurrent of this team massively underachieving this year?
Yeah, I think so. It just feels like it. I don't think it is. Feels like it because I think when people predict 11 wins, they forget they have to lose 6 times.
Yeah.
You know, they forget what that looks like, especially coming off a year where you only lost twice. And no matter how the struggle was, how many guys got hurt, the Lions found a way to win games last year. And I think people got content and got used to that they would do the same thing this year, even though they knew in their own mind that wasn't going to happen again. They predicted 10, 11 wins, but they forget the losses.
Yeah.
You have to lose 6-7 games.
And it's hard to digest those losses, even if you predict them to happen along the way. So we asked people on Twitter, and we'll ask you, in these final 7, what do you think their record will be? We've told you how they're favored in every game. We gave you the point spreads. What do you think their record will be in these final 7 games? Here's some of the feedback as it's come in from Pat. Lions will go 6-1 down the stretch. Dan Campbell will have them dialed in. Going 6-1 will give them the division. 5-2 gets them in the playoffs. Mickey says 5-2, but won't be shocked at 6-1. And we win the North. Green Bay and Chicago will lose 4 games each. The Rams are no joke, and I could see another loss out of left field because that's the NFL. That's from Mickey. I kind of in the same camp. If I were to pick the game they're most likely to lose, it's the Rams game. And could I see another one because it's the NFL? I could see another one, yes, because it's the NFL. John says 6-1 Lions finish the season with 12 wins, finish first in the division. Last game will not divide the division. Last game will not decide the division. Lions will lock up the division in week 17 against the Vikings. JD Doherty says, I don't know. I hope they win out, but I can definitely see 2 more losses. Raymond tweets us, Lions go 4-3 with a final record of 10-7 and make it as the 7th seed. I think Green Bay comes back to win the division. Chicago beats us in week 18 to grab the 6th seed, and we win the tiebreaker over San Francisco for some reason. That's what he writes. That's what he thinks. From Hot Take Eagle, 5-2, they lose to the Rams. They win the division, but can't get the 1 or 2 seed with losses to the Rams and Philly. They bench players against Chicago and lose there. That'd be kind of weird, but it's also possible. 248-539-9797. What do you think the record's going to be the rest of the way? We had some doom and gloom, but just to kind of bring it back, they're favored in every game the rest of the way, according to CBS Sports this morning. Double-checked it. And what do you think they're going to do the rest of the schedule, final seven games? Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We kind of zoomed out and took a look at the rest of the season. There is an undercurrent of underachieving. That people feel like this Lions team is underachieving. They are 6-4, but they're favored in every game the rest of the way. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to win every game, but it does tell you that they are expected to get on a bit of a run here and win a bunch of football games. And, you know, if they do that, we'll feel a lot better about them going into the postseason, and we'll feel a lot better if they have some luck with injuries. Like, everybody's got injuries. You know, if you sit down and you look at everybody's injury list, they're all filled with all kinds of key players being out. The Lions are not unique in that regard. It'd be nice to see them get a little bit lucky with, as it pertains to that front, and get some guys back and stay healthy heading into this postseason. But they still got to make the postseason, and I know there's some concerns about that. But they might have just played the last game that they were an underdog. Philly was a 2.5-point favorite. Philly took care of business, beat Detroit. Not the Lions' best game, understandably so, and they've taken a lot of criticism for it. But, you know, if they go 5-2 the rest of the way and get healthy, you're feeling good about that team going into the postseason. You go 6-1 the rest of the way, I think you feel really good about them. They go 7-0, you feel great about them. 4-3 puts a playoff spot in jeopardy. A 10-win team, a 10-7 team is not guaranteed anything.
No, there are no guarantees with a 10-win team. It just go out and win as many as you can. And that's why it bothers these guys when they lose a close game, because they know that, you know, the losses can mount up. Last year they were so fortunate being 15-2, and yet there was still questions about the season because it had to come down to the last game of the year, which was to the first time in NFL history that you had two 14 win teams
yeah.
playing in the last week of the year. And given this it could happen more often now. It's a 17-game schedule, but nonetheless, you understand the premise there. That was crazy last year. There was the adversity they had was dealing with the injuries, but the winning and the winning just took care of itself. This year, it's been more of a struggle.
248-539-9797. Aubrey's in Farmington Hills, and next on 97.1. Good morning, Aubrey.
Hey, guys. You always do a great job. Thanks for making my midday. Lions, in my opinion, are going to go 5-2. I think they lose to the Rams. The Rams are good. We're okay right now. The Green Bay game, I think we're going to lose on Thanksgiving. Make no mistake, fellas, the Thanksgiving Day game is a thing. Were it not for the Bears choking by not using the clock properly last year, maybe we're talking about zero wins on Thanksgiving since 2016. It's a thing, guys. And I think, lastly, that Viking game, you didn't ask this question, but that Viking game that we lost is going to continue, in my opinion, to haunt this team.
Well, what do you mean by haunt?
Well, I mean, we're what, 6-4 right now, right?
Yeah.
If we're 7-3, maybe we do get a chance to go 4-3 and get into the playoffs. That game could be the difference between us making the playoffs at 11-6 and missing the playoffs at 10-7.
Okay. I just wanted to know what you meant by haunt. You've got them going.
Yep.
What's your record the rest of the way?
5-2.
Five and two. So you think they're going to go 11-6?
I think they're going to go 11-6. I think they'll make the playoffs. Okay. I think they lose to the Rams. I think they lose to Green Bay Thursday.
Yeah. Okay. Because Aubrey, if they go 4-3, finish 10-7. Seattle last year went 10-7 and missed the playoffs. If they go 4-3, exactly. Miss the playoffs. Depending on which of these three games they lose, when you miss the playoffs by one game, there's always one loss that haunts you. As it stands right now, it would be to the worst team that they've lost to, and that is Minnesota. That's my point. If they have to lose three games to get there, they're probably going to have to lose another game that would haunt them. I mean, because being favored in all of them.
And unfortunately, there's going to be some cannibalism that takes place in the NFC West, but you got three teams there that have at least seven wins, with San Francisco and Seattle with seven and the Rams with eight. But they're going to have to play each other down the stretch. There's going to be some more losses there. Nonetheless, that's a pretty tough division there. Mm-hmm. And we know how tough that the North is. The Bears are on top at seven wins. Are the Bears going to be on top of the division when you get to that last game of the season? You think they are. I'm not sure if they are.
You know who doesn't think they are is Vegas.
Well, and it's, okay, fair enough. But I thought that the Bears team was going to be a much better team in the second half of the season than in the first half. Well, the first half, they're 7-3.
Their schedule gets really tough.
Well, that doesn't bode well for them, but they might be playing better football.
If I recall correctly, I think they play the toughest schedule in the NFL, one of the top two or three toughest schedules in the NFL the rest of the way, according to opposing teams' winning percentage. They got Philly.
Yeah, they got the Steelers, Philly, the Packers, and then Cleveland. They had the Packers twice, San Francisco and Detroit. Yeah, that's and the Eagles and Steelers. It's not easy for them at all.
They're underdogs the next 2 weeks, using the same website, Philly and Green Bay. They're a 7-point underdog to Philly and a 3.5-point underdog to Green Bay. And then they are favored against Cleveland, then an underdog again against the Packers. So, you know, I mean, hey, look, just because Vegas says so, I just use Vegas sort of setting a realistic expectation. Let's go to Tony in Detroit. You are next. Hello, Tony.
Hey, what's up, y'all? So by this point in the season, I originally had the Lions being 7-3. I didn't see the loss coming to the Vikings.
Yeah.
But I also always predicted that they would finish the season on a 7-game run. Like I had, I mean, even I called that like in freaking like July or August or something like that. So I feel like they're gonna finish 7-0. I mean, any game that's losable would be that Rams game to me.
So you thought they were going to be 14? You thought they were going to be 14-3 this season going into it?
I had about 13-4. I said at least 12 wins was my floor for them, and 13 wins was the ceiling. So I knew they wasn't going to do like 14 games or nothing.
Okay, just your math ain't mathing, because you said you had them at 7-3 at this point, and you called back in August that they were going to go 7-0 down the stretch. So that's 14-3.
I didn't call y'all guys, but it was like just kind of like a loose. Kind of, you know, playing a schedule game. Like I said, I had 12 wins. I feel like they was going to do about 13. So,
yeah. Tony, you got a wide range, bro.
Am I talking backwards?
Yeah, we're going to hold you to 14. If you said 7-3, and then they also go 7-0 down the stretch.
When they go, well, they can't win 14.
Can't win 14. But
we'll give you credit if they go 7-0 down the stretch, Tony.
Okay, I'll take it. Only thing why is because like we with four losses right now, it's like. I'm banking on seven wins down the stretch, but like I said, it's going to be tough. But I got 6-1 at the worst, but I'm putting my money on 7 wins.
Yeah, somebody on Twitch just said Tony's got all his bases covered.
Good luck, Tony.
I hope you're right, man. 7-0 down the stretch.
It's all over the place.
He's got a lot of predictions.
There's a lot happening there. Back in July or August. Today and for the future.
Mm-hmm. More feedback here from Bob. They'll go 6-1 in these final seven games. The Rams defense will get the best of them in a close one, but they'll sweep their division games 12-5 in the season. From Big Bob, they're going 6-1. Only loss is 41-40 to Matthew Stafford and the Rams. Gonzo says 11-6. I hope we make the playoffs. We should. Our O line will be our Achilles heel. NR says 4-3. The O-line issues are real, and while I think they could go at least 5-2, this is not the same elite offense, and they will flounder a game we think they should win, just like the Minnesota game. I hope I'm wrong. Dan says they're going 5-2 in these final seven. Andreas says 6-1, win the division, finishes the 3 seed. Looks a lot like 2023. Well, 2023, they went 12-5 and made the NFC title game. From PG Stipe, 6-1. They lose in a shootout at LA. If you're going to send over a prediction, don't send this or that.
Hedging?
Well, yeah, I mean, they just get people going. I think they're going to go 5-3 or four and three or 5-2, and I'm like, well, pick one or the other. Andrew says 6-1. Kono Stramos says 4-3 the rest of the way. Favorite in all of them. What do you think the record will be in the final seven? 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback. I hate to agree with Gator, but I think they're going 5-2. Signed, Kevin.
Why do you hate to agree with me?
I don't know, man. It feels
what nice. Happened? I thought we...
You thought you were cool?
Yeah.
Apparently you're not. Apparently Gator came to work thinking he was cool with Kevin. And
I'm cool with a lot of Kevin.
Yeah, but not this one.
I know a lot of them.
The Minnesota loss is the main reason I feel like they've underachieved. They should be 7-3 right now. Mix that in with losing our biggest three games so far, and that's it. I would argue if they lost to the Bears, that would feel like one of their biggest games. It didn't in the moment. We didn't realize the magnitude of pounding the Bears in the moment we did, right? But in retrospect, that was a huge win.
Well, I certainly didn't expect that the Bears would be leading the division at this point after they gave up 52 points to the Lions.
I give them credit.
Yeah.
I hate to give the Bears credit, but I got to give them credit. Originally, when I saw the schedule, I thought the Lions would get into the playoffs at 10-7. It's not that far off. I agree, Gator. They're going 11-6. That's pretty close. Tim at a truck says they're going 5-2 down the stretch with losses to the Rams and the Bears. Unnamed texter says, guys, I don't think the Lions make the playoffs. Prediction is 3-4 with losses to the Rams, Bears, Cowboys, and Green Bay. Teams know how to defend this offense, and the line is horrible. Is the line horrible, or is it just not as good as it was a year ago?
It's not horrible. It's not as good as it was a year ago. Are they middle of the pack offensive line right now?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. We'll start to see if they can get some numbers going in their direction with the run game. I think that we're going to feel better about this team. We're going to feel a lot better on Sunday because I think they will be able to run the ball.
Yeah. I mean, they're still a top 10 rushing team in the NFL. You don't do that with a quote-unquote horrible offensive line. They're still, I mean, how many teams are ahead of them in sacks? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They're tied for 10th in the fewest sacks allowed. Those things are metrics of a team that's not horrible up front.
Well, no, they've had, I think it's four games this year where Jared Goff has not been touched, or has been sacked anyway. Last week was not one of those.
Carson Anderson, 97.1.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.